Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing. Hey, friend. Welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. I'm your host, Gabe Cox, and today we're doing another Thursday Devo, and we are talking about talking yourself out of the work you're called to do. Are you failing in that season? Are you talking yourself out of it, or is somebody else in your life talking you out of it, and you're starting to question if you're even called to do the thing you're doing? Well, we're diving into Nehemiah 6 today. And in Nehemiah 6, those opposed to the wall did everything they could to get Nehemiah to stop the project, and the enemy does the same thing to us in our own work. So here's the thing. First, the enemy will try to destroy us. He wants to do everything to stop us from the work that we are doing. And second, if he can't destroy us, he'll try to distract us. We see this in Nehemiah 6, 2 through 3, when Sanballat and Tobiah again try to get Nehemiah to stop building the wall. They first sent a message saying, "Come and let us meet together at the place I can't pronounce. Hekipinim, I'm not even going to try." But anyway, they want him to meet somewhere in the plain of Ono. But here's the thing. They intended to do Nehemiah harm, so he knew that, and he responded with, "I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?" So he knew they were trying to distract him. What have you noticed in your own life? Anything trying to creep in and distract you from your own work? Don't let the enemy steal from you. And then third, if the enemy can't distract you, he will move on to discouragement. Nehemiah left his work as a cupbearer to the king, a highly esteemed role at that matter, to do what? To work on rebuilding a wall that was in shambles, to do something that seemed impossible. That was hard work. It wasn't glamorous. It wouldn't give him accolades like being a cupbearer could. Now, in the Daily Grace Co. devotional, they make a statement that I want to share with you, especially if you're feeling discouragement in the season of work. They say, "The greatness of Nehemiah's task was determined not by what he was doing, but who he was doing it for." Do you look at your tasks and compare it to what others are doing? Do you get discouraged thinking it's not as great a mission as others? Well, take heart, my friend. The greatest task you can do is the one that God has called you to do. Maybe that is to travel in missionary work. Maybe it's as a CEO of a large company, or maybe it's leading a small group in the Word, homeschooling your kids, or keeping the home. Your task given to you is the work God has called you to, no matter how great or small it is in your mind. It is all great in His. We glorify Him when we do our work with joy. One other statement from the devotional that I really loved was this. They said, "Our life calling is not something mysterious. Our calling is to be faithful right where God has placed us." I might want to say that again. Our life calling is not something mysterious. Our calling is to be faithful right where God has placed us. Our calling isn't this elaborate thing that we have to take 500 years to figure out what it is. Our calling is wherever we are right now. Maybe you needed that word today, a little encouragement to keep on keeping on. All right, so if the enemy can't destroy us, if we figure out how not to get distracted, if we move away from discouragement, what's left? Well, number four, he has one more thing up his sleeve, and that is to deceive us. This can happen in a lot of different ways, through lies we tell ourselves or even lies from others. So a couple of things happened in Nehemiah. First, his enemies told lies about him, saying he was rebuilding the wall because he wanted to be king. In verse 6, they say, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you're building the wall. And according to these reports, you wish to become their king. And you have also set up prophets to proclaim concerning you in Jerusalem, there is a king in Judah." So they really twisted things around because there would be a king of Judah for sure. But it definitely wasn't Nehemiah. It was Jesus. So have you felt the lies spreading about you? Maybe even lies planted in your own head. That happens so often. You can't do this. You're not good enough. You're taken away from this other thing. You're being selfish. You're wasting your time. You're not going to make a real difference. Your work doesn't really matter. What lies we're spreading about ourselves, right? These lies start in our own head, in our own minds. Now, when lies were spread about Nehemiah, he prayed for strength. He says in verses 8 and 9, "Then I sent to him saying, 'No such thing as you say have been done, for you are inventing them out of your own mind.' For they wanted to frighten us, thinking their hands will drop from the work and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands." So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for strength to overcome the lies set in motion that you've set in motion in your own head, that others have set in motion about you. It also interests me when he said, "For you are inventing this out of your own mind." They were deceiving themselves when they were telling lies to Nehemiah. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that what happens here? So many are deceived. So many are lying, but it's developed in their head and they feel like it's a real thing, right? We need to have discernment. We need to know when it's a lie. Okay, well, the lies they spread about Nehemiah didn't work. So guess what they did? They sent false prophets to try to deceive Nehemiah into doing something he shouldn't. So here's Nehemiah 6, 10 through 13. I'm just going to read it to you. "Later, I went to visit Shemaiah, son of Delaiah. I can't say these words. I'm sorry. And grandson of Mehetabel." Now, the good news is, I'm just going to stop myself for a minute. If you're anything like me, I can't say these words. I don't understand them. But guess what? We can still read the word and we can still understand what God's speaking to us about it. So don't feel bad if you can't pronounce the words either, okay? So there you go. There's my misfall. I don't know how to pronounce these words. Okay, let's go back. "Who was confined to his home. He said, 'Let us meet together inside the temple of God and bolt the doors shut. Your enemies are coming to kill you tonight.' But I replied, 'Should someone in my position run from danger? Should someone in my position enter the temple to save his life? No, I won't do it.' I realized that God had not spoken to him, but that he had uttered this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. They were hoping to intimidate me and make me sin. Then they would be able to accuse and discredit me." So they tried to scare him into sinning. He wasn't allowed in the temple. He wasn't a priest, but he was able to discern this because he knew the word. We need to be in the word so we can stand and we can discern when someone is trying to deceive us out of the work we are doing. God's word is our weapon. It is our protection. The enemy will try to destroy you. And if he can't do that, he'll distract you. Then he'll try to discourage you. And then finally, he'll work to deceive you. I want you to pray for wisdom and strength and discernment. Stand on the word of God and the scriptures with the promises about who you are in him and continue to do the work in front of you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you asking for discernment. Lord, help us to just be in the word, to really understand your promises, to pray your promises, to believe your promises about who we are in you. And I pray that you'll help us to be able to discern when people are lying to us, when there is deception, when something is trying to distract us, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, that we can tell the difference when the enemy is trying to keep us from the work you've called us to. And also, I pray that you'll just give us encouragement for the work we are doing. If it doesn't feel like big work, if it doesn't feel like it's making a big impact, we know that all work matters just as much to you. And what we need to do in our work is to do it with joy, to glorify you. I pray that you'll give us that joy as we do the work this week. Thank you so much for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friend, in all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go though, make sure you follow the podcast on your favorite listening platform if you haven't already. If you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or share it with a friend, as this helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of Simplicity and Motherhood, consider joining us. It's a free online community built to provide support and encouragement so you can create balance and live intentionally as you go after your biggest goals, God's way. Head on over to redhotmindset.com for more resources and to find the link to join the community. In all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.